Are you, did you ever go fishing?
Yes, I fished some. I'm not a fisher. I don't fish much now, but I have.
What did you used to use for bait?
Worms, red worms.
Red worms. You ever use these little fish that are very tiny?
What we call minnows now? We never did use them then. We used red worms and grub worms.
See.
You know what a grub worm is?
It's pretty thick.
White, curled up.
And how about, did you use boats very much?
Some. They were homemade though.
And what did you call them?
Boats.
Boats?
Well, just boats.
How would you get a boat off the land into the water?
We pushed it off.
Did you ever call that? Did they ever say launch? Or
no.
It's a recent term.
That's a recent term.
Launching.
Yeah.
And how about pitching horseshoes?
Oh, yes.
Did you ever call those quoits? And while we're on the subject, did you ever watch a blacksmith shoe a horse?
Yes.
Can you describe that?
I'll try. It's been a long time, but they had a little stand that they would sometimes, some of them used these stands, some of them pulled the, or took the leg and bent it up between their knees. Now that's what I remember mostly. And the man stooped over with that horse's foot up, you know, naturally. And he would take this, I want to call it a home, but that's not what they call it. And scraped his hoof off before I straightened it and before he put the shoe on, and he nailed the shoe on with a hammer and a nail that was made for the purpose, a horseshoe nail.
He took something and he actually filed?
Yes, he did.
The hoof itself.
Can't remember what they called it. Rasp. A rasp.
Mm-hmm. Now that's, a rasp is a rather rough file, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's very rough with thick, heavy, you know, a file has a small groove in it.
Mm-hmm.
But this is something with a heavy, rough groove in it.
Would he ever hit something that would make the horse jump? Or was he always threatened to?
Well, he was usually certain to put the nails in the proper place because it wasn't very well. You could get hurt, you know.
Sure. I was wondering, horse would jump. What would be the thing called if you wanted to avoid hitting the part of the horse's hoof?
I don't know.
It would be a fleshy part, right?
Yes, it would be, the hoof itself would not be a tender. I mean, it would have no feeling in it, but if you got up too far in that hoof, you would, you know, you would get to the feeling. That's when the horse would jump.
In playing, say, playing tag, how were you successful, say, in playing tag? Playing hide and seek, any of those children's games, you just described anything that you recall.
Oh, we played hide and seek. We called it hide and seek. We played drop the handkerchief. We played stealing sticks.
Did you have, say, hide and seek? How did you know that you were, how did you call it, home free or what?
Yes, it would be home free.
And did you